23 hours.
Residents appeal for permanent solution to perennial floods. Distribution and open consumption of kachasu in the CBD worries Sapa. In African news, Afrobeats star Asake devastated after fan dies in Kenya stadium crash. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Some residents of Lusaka's Misisi compound have appealed for a permanent solution to the perennial floods that characterize the area every rainy season. In an interview with a Kombon Radio News crew that visited the area, the residents expressed worry that the community is already experiencing floods and wonder how the situation will be when the rains intensifies. The residents have accused their elected leaders of being incompetent as they have allegedly failed to resolve the flood situation and other challenges are being faced in the community. They have since appealed to the Lusaka City Council to quickly come to their aid before people are displaced from their homes due to floods.
Big five kuno manzi ya tingenera bwerani mutuone kuparibe podia kaponse ponse sai kaloka chabe manja pa na manyumba ingena
mvula kabelo fika pashimake ya ingipe yamba yamba chabe manje manje angala kumanje mkomboni kuzo manje ngani madrenage ya tifunika kuitia zidonza kumanji kiziwa kaini mapevu wafaka manje manje atingenera makongo manje achoka mulojika ili manje space manje paripe pongala mloji yali manje makongo manje lwa pamvula ya loka chika mnani 3 days usiku ikaweka awe manje sisa zapulu mkapu wazi.
Residents of Wuza Kile Township in Kitwe are living in a nightmare with raw sewage flooding their homes and streets, posing a serious health risk. Miss Beauty Muchena, a local resident, expressed her distress, stating that the smell coming from the flooded bathrooms and toilets is unbearable. And Barbara Musonda, another resident, added that the situation is getting worse by the day, leaving them with no choice but to deal with blocked drains and overflowing toilets for a long time. Meanwhile, Kalumba Mwewa has wondered why Nkana Water Supply and Sanitation Company have not provided the community members with manhole covers. Kalumba noted with concern that some uncovered manholes have become a hazard, threatening to unleash a wave of waterborne diseases, including cholera, as the rains intensifies. Kamalawad Councillor Mainda Simata has called on the Zambia police and other relevant authorities to identify and arrest a suspected soldier from Arakat Barracks in Lusaka who was allegedly caught dumping waste illegally along Esther Lungu Road in Kamwala. According to Councillor Simata, the suspect allegedly went further to threaten a woman from Kamwala South and her baby after she confronted him over the illegal dumping. The councillor claims that the soldier told the woman that she could take pictures and report the matter to any authority, insisting that nothing would happen to him because he was a soldier. Councillor Simata described the incident as regrettable, saying it was deeply concerning that individuals in uniform, sworn to protect lives and uphold the law, were instead allegedly intimidating civilians and engaging in unlawful conduct. The councillor has since appealed to authorities to act swiftly to ensure accountability and deter similar acts, stressing that the rule of law must apply equally to all, regardless of position or uniform.
So a good resident, a woman of Kamara South near Happy Kids, found this person who claims to be a military officer dumping garbage along Esfalung Road, and when she confronted him, he threatened to shoot her, together with the child that she was with. So this has come as a very great concern to me as a civic leader, because people who claim to be in the service should be the least to carry out such acts of impunity. They are there to save the nation, to actually protect lives, instead of threatening them. So this matter has been reported. A letter has been written to report this matter to the Ministry of Defense for action or verification of who this person is. The vehicle number plate that was used has also been shared with RATSA along with...
Meanwhile, the woman who confronted the suspect has appealed for justice, saying residents cannot allow illegal dumping and intimidation to continue in the community.
Because there is no way these people they can be dumping in our area. When you people you are busy on the ground cleaning to make sure that this area is clean. I'm even going to say that to the Environmental Council of Zambia until I report this person, because there is no way he can come and start threatening my life to say I'll kill you, I'll shoot you. You are foolish. Useless human that don't have wisdom, don't have no senses. How can you start capturing? Not all the way from your place to come and dump here. Honestly, you yourself, you can't see. The big, special person as you are. You just because you want to exercise your right, you are a soldier now, you want to exercise your right everywhere.
The Southern Africa Alcohol Policy Alliance, ASAPA, has noted with concern the continued distribution and open consumption of illicit beer in the central business district of Lusaka and other parts of the country. Outgoing ASAPA President Evelyn Moloka says the increasing abuse, open sale and consumption of alcohol, especially illicit beer, is a growing public nuisance that needs to be addressed. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, Ms. Maloka charged that the presence of illicit alcohol, such as kaschasu in the CBD, threatens public safety, burdens the country's health system.